the SurfTech, this is one of the first paddles that came out along with C4's older one.
This is a SurfTech layered.
The blade looks
different.
The blade's
very different.
It's
kind
of squarish looking.
Yeah, it's one of the first ones that came out.
There's no dihedral really on this thing either.
No dihedral.
It's just a little bit convex. If you look at it from this, you can see a little bit of convex.
Yep.
Right? And then the shaft is kind of that weave looking type shaft.
It's all carbon though, pretty stiff. It's for the people who like that traditional oar shape.
Looks like a similar kind of
molded T-top. Mm-hmm. So actually SurfTech's coming out with a whole new line of paddles in 2008. They'll be actually made by QuickBlade.
Oh, okay. So will they look pretty much like QuickBlade then?
I think so, yeah.
And then how about those wood paddles?
Let's look at this one first. This is the Art and Surf paddle. This is actually one of my favorites. This is the one
Art
I'm using.
Art and Surf. Who produces Art
and
Surf?
It's made by some guys in Brazil. And it's pretty unique. This is a two-piece, but they also have a one-piece. Oh. It's got a really nice feel. So the unique thing about this paddle is it's got more curve than any of the others.
I mean the scoop.
Yeah, the scoop.
It's a pretty
so it grabs the water pretty well in the surf, and it doesn't have the dihedral, but it seems to be pretty stable. Hello. This is
Hello.
Karen.
Hi.
Yeah. But yeah, nice paddle, and also good price, $310. Actually, $285 for the one piece all carbon paddle.
It's a 9-inch blade. It looks kind of big.
9-inch, yeah, 9-inch, and $310 for the two piece.
Uh huh.
So I like this paddle. I use it in the surf. Okay. So next we're going to the Kealoha. Okay, this is a 9-inch. They also make 8.5. And again, you look at the blade. They're all really.
They all
similar.
Look different. They all look similar, but they're different.
Yeah,
like this
different.
One has a lower dihedral piece,
mm-hmm.
Much lower.
Yep.
Look at that. And the top, the contour right here, if you look right here, is different.
Yeah, it's a little more turned down on the top here. This is their aluminum shaft carbon blade. They also have a full carbon paddle, which we're sold out of right now.
What did they go aluminum shaft?
This one is indestructible. If you have problems breaking paddles, you got to get this one because you can't break this one.
This aluminum, is it light?
Not bad.
Not bad.
But it's really stiff.
Uh-huh.
And it's really strong.
Is it? Can you dent the aluminum?
I don't think so. Maybe you could, but I haven't seen it.
You've used that paddle?
Yeah. It's stiff. It's really stiff.
Uh-huh.
Got good power. So this one is actually the aluminum is slightly ovalized, and I think all the paddle, like the C4 also has a slightly ovalized.
Yeah, it's only a slight
shaft,
oval.
Whereas the QuickBlade is round.
Mm-hmm.
So these Quick Kilo and C4 use an ovalized grip, which is kind of nice feel. Okay, then down here we got the wood paddle. These are the Kinemakas, shaped by Leleo. He's one of the best stand-up surfers in the world. So this has got some lineage to this paddle. The Kinemaka family, long time paddling, surfing family in
this
Hawaii.
Is Blaine Chambers' signature model?
Yes. Then he also has a dovetail model. We have one over here, which is really unique. This one right here.
Have you used that one?
Yeah, I've used this. I have one of these. It's really nice. It's stiff. The shaft is really ovalized.
Mm-hmm.
The paddle's super stiff. And it's actually got some concave in here. I don't know if you
I'm
can
just
see
getting
it.
Ready to try that. I just got that yesterday. I'll try it.
It also has the two little dovetails here, they curve up a little bit, so the water seems to come down the paddle and flow out through this little groove here.
So Leo said
nice
that
paddle.
It feels like you have two fingers in the water.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's from the Big Island, so it's got the inlay of the Big Island. Beautiful workmanship on this paddle.
Yeah, it's nice,
it's
man.
If you want to just have a paddle to show how pretty it is, this is really nice. And then what we do for people also is if you are a beginner, we put this paddle edging on for you. This is the Infinity paddle edging.
Okay.
so this prevents your board from getting dinged up when you hit it with the paddle. Good thing to have if you're a beginner. Later on, you don't need it.
Cool.
So that's it for the paddles.